What happened in terms of your career? You went to nursing school then. What happened?
I really found that I did like oncology, having been on the hematology bone marrow transplant for, especially with the bone marrow transplant patients, because a lot of them were breast cancer patients. So I did find out that I was very effective in dealing with them. I didn't necessarily have to declare myself, but I just understood what they were going through.
And can you talk more about that? What do they go through?
Physiological issues, and then the people who are in the bone marrow transplant are struggling with metastatic disease, recurrences, and many of them had young families, and I just could relate to them, I thought, more empathically, because they're before the grace of God, go I, you know. So that being said, I got the job in the breast center, thinking that, oh boy, I don't know if I can do this or not, but I found that it was very helpful because I had been on all sides of the triad. I had been a patient, I had been a relative of a patient, and now I'm a caregiver. So I found it very helpful.
When you see women who are initially diagnosed mm-hmm. with breast cancer, what are some of the issues that they're facing in terms of, let's say, psychosocial issues, and what are your insights about it based on your experience?
It really depends upon their time of life. Unfortunately, many of our patients are quite young, and because of the standard these days, even though they may be in their 30s, they might have 1 and 2 year olds. So their children are quite young. And so many people will verbalize that, I just want to see them graduate from grammar school. And I say, well, you know, you'll probably see your grandchildren. And you know, they're just awestruck by that because they just see it as a terminal disease that has affected them and will affect their lives negatively. And actually, when I look back on it, breast cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Can you explain more?
I was able to set my priorities, and I think you examine your life a little bit better. You pay attention to the important things and not the superfluous things. I'm very happy with my life right now, and I don't think I would be here if I hadn't had breast cancer. I was not unhappy, but I just wasn't as satisfied as I am now.